How does everyone find the sound? Is it cool?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Okay. The percussives are quite cool too. Okay, so moving away from Seattle, around 3,000 miles away actually, we have a Philadelphian friend, Ryan Eckes, who is in town and here to read tonight. He received his MA in poetry in 2007. From Temple. He's the author of Value Plus from Furniture Press in 2014. And before that, Old News from Furniture Press in 2011. Old News is also the name of his blog, which I just checked out today for the first time in a while. And he has a post on there from late March about a dirty martini that starts with a line, "It's like drinking the ocean without choking," which I thought was quite nice. And his master's thesis, Stolen Cars, was a winner of the Francis Israel Manuscript Prize. His poems have appeared in Sugar Mule, Apiary, Elective Affinities, The Rumpus, Glitter Pony, Fanzine, Exquisite Corpse, Vert, and elsewhere. And he co-curates, still do this, right?
Nope.
No, he did co-curate the chapter and verse reading series in South Philly with Stan Muir, and it was an amazing series. There's a lot online to be found about that. Everybody, welcome up Ryan.
Thank you, Greg. Hi, everybody. It's real nice to be here. I have the Dirty Martini poem right here, but I wasn't going to read it.
Shit.
Now I feel like maybe work it in. Let's see.
No way out.
Secret Service. You're telling me dolphins aren't building cities and killing everything because they don't have hands? Okay. The Pope is in a Jeep with fins, waving to the dolphins. "What's a moray?" says a dolphin in a Pope t-shirt, smoking in the sea. "I got this at a thrift store in Kentucky on a road trip. It was raining. Do you like it? Do you like me? Do you want to strangle the sea with these fins and rain and t-shirt and everyone you've ever loved? And look, no hands, no hands." Bad form. 99.9% of people eat their own God, but there's no word for it because you keep checking your phone. How long have you worked in this blue? Who makes the decisions in your blue? How much does the blue pay? Why does your Coke taste like blood? What disrupts the illusion, if not the word illusion, which lulls us to sleep? It's all a bag of flowers. I grab a flower and brush the present off my teeth. Hillary Clinton wants to be president today. What are you gonna do? You can't recall a knockoff. It's just a knockoff. In the United States of knockoff, you lost me at I was born in. The block was blocked off. The cop said, "I knew your dad back when," and quoted us most of the collected everyone. "Slavery is necessary," he said. "That's why I'm voting for Hillary." Then wiped his ass with a cat and threw it at us. That's the God of life, just like you, on May Day working for the national poem called Isolated Consciousness Looks at a Tree. At 6 p.m., I went to Lucky 13, drank 9 blue coats, put a 5 on the bar, and walked out. Bad form, bad form. Gina had my back, paid the tab, said, "Read A Broken World by Joseph Weiss, an elegy for a friend, the opposite of a scab. In trust of death, a blackout is a small strike. Don't make me make meaning. Don't make me walk out the blue of all time. After eating love, I will eat love again. My skin will be water as yours." all show up as the tree yawning down the isolated consciousness of Ernest Hemingway, his knockoff armies who will fight for the wounded hero in a pool of everyone else's blood, waving a flag of dicks until the box office explodes and all is profile pic. What's on your mind? Not you, not you, not you, not you, and nothing. A bag of flowers, a block of us talking to a hole in the sky. The sky is scratched, nothing is crossed out. The CD plays Disparate Youth. It skips, it's still good with the skips. Chase scene. We're in the steam fitters hall peeling Walmart stickers off hundreds of copies of The Mark of Athena. Athena will be free, and kids will love her, and kids will leave her for the Sea of Monsters and the Sea of Monsters too. You can't get away from blue, a little girl tells me. Then here we are, blue. Blue rolls the street through as each April will, to mess you up a little. A little April pointed at the wrong people. Overproduction. Over the rainbow, the luxury of committing to nothing. Blue peels off. Liberty Motel. Liberty Gas. Liberty through and through. Baptism. A factory makes facts. You show up, then you're gone. Red clouds eat the snow inside me like a footprint. June is purple. Drums are rooms for infinite need. The lungs walk out. In four decades, 52% of wildlife gone. Where to park that stone whale in a moon of notes? I get by like the news under hums. In the shape of a squirrel, a man may form and fall from a tree. An apple flashing the sky between our huts. Fish teeth are a secret, baptized without a bus to splash into. Your eye in the skull of a penguin clocks out the city like a dad sighing up the stairs. Gray whir of traffic underlining the past. It's all for us, minus the job clown on your shoulder. Chasing. We're driving down Washington Ave, listening to Wonderful Tonight. Do I feel all right? I feel the dumpy heat, red light every 50 feet. Sad horns from the corners dismember the Clapton. Cluck you, chicken. Cluck you, 7-Eleven. Cluck you, A-plus Minimart. I remember right around here losing my breath once from heartbreak out of nowhere. Just walking along here at night. Frozen music. Architecture is frozen music. People were drinking in the scoreboard, which is closed. We closed it, remember, to drink inside and watch people kiss and turn off the lights and be Washington Ave. Chasing. We're in McGlinchey's, dancing to the jukebox, Ziggy Pop. No dancing, says bartender, but we keep dancing. The waitress comes over. For real, stop dancing or you gotta leave. It's the law somehow, but we're drunk and we want you. Come dance with us, please. Please be the girl we used to love way, way back. She won't crack the slightest smile. I don't know who I'm even talking to. Is this a poem? Is this a poetry reading? She drags my dead horse across the bar and says, look, who wants this joke? You think it's my job to listen to you? It's not. It's to serve you hot dogs while you drink yourself back to the womb. Which is what? You don't know. And that's your job, to find out. I am not the passenger. I do not ride and ride and ride. Index of terms. Entrepreneurial spirit. Fear of poetry. Real job. Fear of poetry. Real estate. Fear of poetry. Market forces. Fear poetry. Responsibility-centered management. Fear of poetry. Dean of the liberal arts. Fear of poetry. The liberal arts. Fear of poetry. Scene from the College of Neoliberal Arts. Hi, Larry. I just learned from Rachel Brunner's email to first year writing about spring course assignments that you're assigning courses in creative writing and literature for next semester. Is there a new availability form to fill out? I'd like to teach a course in the spring. Thanks, Ryan. Dear Ryan, all spring courses have been staffed. If you send me your CV, I'll keep it on file in case anything becomes available. Yours, Larry. Larry, I've been teaching here for 10 years. Every semester I've taught here, the English department has sent course request forms to adjunct professors to fill out for the following semester. Can you tell me why I wasn't invited to teach a course next semester? Thanks, Ryan. I'm sorry you feel singled out, Ryan. There were fewer courses to staff. If you send me your CV, again, I will keep it on file. Larry, my CV, credentials, syllabi, and evaluations should be on file. I've taught here for the last 10 years. Will you explain to me why you did not send out course request forms to English adjunct faculty for next semester? I am asking because this has been done for at least the last 20 semesters, and I was not notified of any change in procedure. Also, it's odd that you used the term singled out in your email, because being singled out hadn't occurred to me. You yourself implied that you were singled out, Ryan, because I had not contacted you personally. You wanted to know why you weren't invited to teach a course next semester. That means that you were expecting a personal invitation. I don't plan to send out course request forms to adjuncts. The volume of courses is too variable to satisfy all the requests that would come in. The department keeps no file of CVs for adjuncts. I would like to maintain one. If you would like to send me yours, I'll include it. Larry, on what basis have you chosen to not offer me a course for the spring? Ryan. Dear Ryan, your messages to me have been filled with complaints. If you feel that you have grounds for complaint, please take up the matter with the department chair, Philip Yanella. Yours, Larry. That's Larry Venuti, scumbag professor of English at Temple University. Chase Dean, we're doing unpaid work in the courtroom while Temple University's lawyer attacks us for being poor. His tongue is a wet dollar. You have no power, he says. It says so right here in this poem you didn't write. Therefore, you should have no power. You can just go home. But we just sit there, and we can't be fired for just sitting there, for being a poet, for being a union, which is an army of lovers. The lawyer's tongue is then a wet piece of toilet paper. Part of it tears off and falls to the floor. Pick it up, says the judge. The lawyer picks up his tongue and hands it to the provost, who puts it in his own mouth and begins to chew. Wet shit runs down his chin, dribbles onto his tie. The judge orders a 5-minute break. Outside, the provost tries to shake my hand, so I hand him a fish, which he begins smacking on the pavement, smacking the fish on the pavement over and over, and he begins to choke, choking on the poem we didn't write. And we stand there and watch the provost choke and choke, and then, finally, die. Then, on his forehead, we write a big fucking F. I'm gonna read two quick poems from Andrea Lawler from this new chapbook called Position Papers. Position paper number one, cars. In my country, we will have modular cars. Each car module will hold one person or a storage unit, and we will snap our modules together where a In our modular cars, we will not be lonely driving back from dinner or the reading to the same location after coming to dinner or the reading from different locations. We will have the option of going home together, debriefing on the way, so when we get home, we can go right to bed. And we will save fuel this way, though the fuel will not be precious, will be made of plastic waste. Our modular cars will run on composted Apple IIs, predictor kits, rainbow berets, Palm Pilots, and parts of station wagons, which we will train special bacteria to first eat, then shit out in the form of a paste. Fairly compensated workers with collective bargaining rights will collect this paste, and other fairly compensated workers with collective bargaining rights will turn this paste into fuel, and still other fairly compensated workers with collective bargaining rights will deliver, sell, and insert the fuel. Or maybe the workers will come to decisions through a consensus model and will not own so much as share the means of production. In my country, 1/7 the size of the current United States, and not so federated, we will systematically use up all the broken plastic objects people's step aunts and fathers have been hoarding in their garages. We will thank our hoarding relatives and comrades in our minds as we watch the stars from our downy bed all talked out. Position number 4, taxes. In the new country, the children will read with fascination about money economies when they borrow books from our neighborhood or central libraries, which will be open all night, every night, and all day, every day. We immigrants will try not to worry about the children's games of cash register, which they will play in the common buildings when there's rain, scattering handmade tokens in front of the fireplace. We will try not to call them baby capitalists, even in jest. We will be so kind to the babies, and we will let them pick up their own clothes from the clothing depots. We will not impose our fashion agendas once they are old enough to point. When they are very young, we will dress them in tiny animal costumes, which we will create by sewing ears and tails on earless or tailless garments. The babies will later look at drawings or photographs of themselves and remember in flashes their kittenhoods, lapping milk, and sleeping among their littermates in our arms. That's Andrea Lawler. I'm going to read one more thing here. Called Passion Spur. About 100 years ago, there was a plan for a vast subway system in Philadelphia. There were plans for several lines. Only two of them were ever built. Some of them, the tunnels had been dug out and then just abandoned. And I just started writing these short poem essays. I don't know what they are. For each of the abandoned lines. So here's one called Pashunk Spur. There was a plan for a Pashunk Spur off the Broad Street line in South Philly. It would run southwest under Pashunk Avenue, all the way out maybe to Tinicum, the wildlife preserve at the edge of the city, home to freshwater tidal marsh, migratory birds, ducks, deer, fish, foxes, and other small animals. Before the wildlife was preserved, of course, all South Philly was wild. Wekako, it was called by the Lenape. That's supposed to mean peaceful place. But this English word peace derives from the Latin pax, which means binding together, fastening by treaty or agreement, as in pact. So peace, rooted in some idea of boundary and nation, unties my faith in the translation. The past remains wild. I hear the word wild in Stevie Nicks' voice. Don't blame it on me, blame it on my wild heart, she sings to me. Whose heart is not a wild heart, I wonder? And if you are not your heart, then what are you? And who, afraid of violence, does not become violent? I try to raise my hand. It trembles from the violence my body has absorbed, the violence in my blood, the violence in my memory. Everybody's got a hungry heart, Bruce Springsteen sings to everybody in the stadium at the end of the line. It means nothing. An artist I know who made my own heart grow wilder told me once in a bar that her favorite love song is tougher than the rest. his album Tunnel of Love. Soon after, I stumbled on a Tunnel of Love cassette tape in a used record store. I played it in my car every day, to and from work, for several months until it hurt too much. I replaced it with the Supremes' Right On and played it every day, to and from work, until it hurt too much. This isn't about what could have been, but the past bores a hole in my heart, and I write into it as if entering a tunnel. The jukebox plays, and people try to say what it means in the background. I don't know all that I know. I know lovers sometimes need restraining orders. I know the difference between inhibit and inhabit is very slim. Both derive from the Latin habere, to hold, possess, have, handle. There is no place like home. When I hear Wekako, I think first of Wekako Avenue, home to the Philadelphia Parking Authority at the bottom of the city where they tow your car. It's hard to get to if you don't have a ride. It's hard to get your car back. Why should we give it back to you, you piece of shit, you fucking animal? OCF Realty recently named one of their condos Wekako Flats. Like the parking authority, OCF is expert at fucking over the poor. They're responsible for much of South Philly's gentrification, especially in the black neighborhood of Point Breeze. There's a corner store called Wekako on 4th Street in Queen Village. I've occasionally stopped there for a bottle of water on my way to South Street. Around the corner from the corner store is Wekako Playground. Under the playground is the Bethel Burying Grounds, where 5,000 African Americans were laid to rest during the first half of the 19th century by the Mother Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church. The church remains as the oldest black-owned church in the country, though the neighborhood was gentrified long ago. The word cemetery derives from the Indo-European root ke, which means bed, couch, and also beloved, dear. The words city, civic, civil, site, insight, excite, and resuscitate derive from the same root. Every word is a spur, an outgrowth, a departure. Language, like the city, is wild, even while it inhibits our freedom, our ability to make peace. I think Wekako now means this, to make poor, or to systematically fuck the poor. There is no peace. Pashunk Avenue was once a footpath, I learned from Kevin Verone's book, Pashunk Lost. I got lost in it, in my own neighborhood, which I do not possess, which no one does but the dead. I know I can't leave. I want to go inside this city I was born into, but I want somewhere other than cemetery. A spur is the track of an animal. I try to follow. Right now we're heading into winter. I would like to speed through it. I would like to be able to get out of bed in the morning and just do my job. I want you. I want you. I want you, peaceful place. That's it, thanks.
Thank you, Ryan, for bringing Philadelphia to Seattle so well. Do you have any books on you or things or of that nature?
I don't, but there's stuff online.
Okay, stuff online.
SPD.
SPD. And probably I've seen them at Elliott Bay before as well. Okay, how are y'all doing? Good?